I do want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to come here tonight. There's a lot of things, church, that we all go through down here. And there's a lot of things that we say and do. But as we get closer to the Lord, and a lot of people think that we're getting older, but I'm just getting closer home. And things that I go through down here is nothing compared to what my Lord went through for me. And I know this old flesh, buddy, it hurts and all that, but that's all right. God's always kept his hands around me and protected me. Down here in this walks of life, I haven't always lived for the Lord now, church. When I was a young man, I done just like everybody else done. I thought I had plenty of time. And but it came one day, God touched my heart. And I almost, me and my little brother, almost met God with being lost. We was on a motorcycle. I pulled out in front of a vehicle. And God's hand helped us during that time. And two old preachers was holding a revival, and I went there. They brought the word down. And I got to thinking, buddy, my time was at hand. God could have called me out, and I would lift my eyes in hell. You don't have a lot of time, church. There's children out here in these graveyards, two or three days old, eight hours old. You don't have no time. Bible tells me that when I was born, death was on my heels. And death will find me one day. But let me tell you something tonight. I tell you, church, when God reached down and saved my dying soul, I don't have to worry about dying no more. God said, son, you're going to lay it down one day. This old body is going to get tired, and you're going to go to sleep one day. That's all I'm going to do, church. I want you to understand one thing. If you're saved by the grace of God, you'll die no more. I died once, and I died out to sin and to live with God. And I'm telling you tonight, I'd like to bring something to your attention tonight, church. In the 8th chapter of book right here, it says there, 7th chapter, I'm sorry. I've been listening to what Stephen went through. Stephen was a man like you and me. Stephen had a great desire in his heart. The Bible says that he was full of the Holy Spirit, but he had it up on him. And there was one thing that Stephen done. He went to those people and called them stiff necks because they had a form of religion and denying the power thereof. Church, listen, there's one thing about it. We got to be able to do what God's asking us to do. And I know it's scary sometimes to come to this altar and say, would you pray with me? It's scary if I'm lost and undone, and I don't know what to do. But let me tell you something. There's a song that they sung. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. Because when I was lost and undone, God's hand went around me, and it protected me, church, because he had a work for me to do. And church, I didn't know that, but God did. And let me tell you what he said. He said in 54th verse, chapter 7, book of Acts, it says, and when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. Church, now listen, they gnashed on him with their teeth. That Bible says that in hell, people will lift their eyes. In hell, they will be gnashing on them with their teeth. I thank God, honey, tonight. This is only hell that I've got. after I leave here. I'm going to have peace and joy and happiness. That church, listen, these people right here, they can't stand the truth. Buddy, let me tell you, when the truth comes, you'll either accept it or you'll deny it. And when the Lord calls and knocks on that heart, you either accept Him or you deny Him. One of the two. Church, listen, I have denied Him a long time, but there's a time come I had to accept this man because he showed me a lot. Now listen to what he says. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfast into heaven and saw the glory of God, a church in Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. Ain't that good, church? With all the things that you go through, regardless of what Satan throws at you, I want you to understand one thing. God is right there beside of you. God is watching over you because He has something for you to do. I just want to come in here and take your seats, church. God saved you into good works. Ain't that the glory that God can do for us? And here it was now. And He said this. And He said, behold, I see heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Church, listen. Old Stephen seen something there, didn't he? But let me tell you something. There was a man. They stoned old Stephen to death. The Bible says that they, a man stood right there and holding the coats of those that were stoning Stephen. They took him out of the city there and church, listen. As they threw rocks upon this man, he's down on his knees, brother. He was still giving God glory. And church, the whole town, let the rocks was hitting this man. And buddy, I'm telling you, I saw I was standing there watching this man be stoned to death. And buddy, I'm telling you, Stephen done one thing as them stones was hitting on him. Church, the Bible says that he looked up into heaven. Glory to the Lamb of God. Church, when he done that, but there's one thing Stephen wanted to say before he left this walks of land. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. But in the Bible says, but he gave up the ghost. That church, listen. Old Paul was standing there. Old Paul was excited about one of God's children being down and out and killed. He tickled old Paul to death. But church, listen. Paul didn't understand what God had in store. But God can take the vilest person ever was and touch his heart and put him behind the pulpit and preach the word of God to us and church and bring it down. But like it needs to be brought down. Church, listen. Old Stephen, he went on, church. But he had something waiting on him. Just you and I. Church, the Bible teaches me that one day when I leave here, I got a home waiting for me. The Bible says it's a mansion prepared for me. Church, one day, Jesus Christ said, He said, I go to my Father. And He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I'll give you a comfort. But and I'm glad I can hang on to that comfort, church. But when I'm all alone, driving down the road, but I can talk to the Lord. And the Lord will answer me. And He'll help me along my journey. That church, listen, as old Paul saw there at that time. But he went on, and he went on to prosecute God's children, just as the world is doing today. They're prosecuting us. Church, listen, when a Christian falls, it tickles the world to death. When one God goes back to the world. It tickles the world. But you know what? A transgressor's ways is much harder than a sinner's ways. You know why, church? A sinner ain't tasted the goodness of God. But as a saved person has tasted that goodness, and when he goes back into the world, he's man most miserable. I can say that, church, because I've been there. I've done that, church. I went back of God when I was a young lad, a churchless heart. I want these youth to understand. I keep striving in the direction that you're going, regardless what comes your way. Because a churchless heart, doing you, being obedient to God, God will keep striving for you. God will go before you, and he'll make the plain straight on it. There'll not be no roughness on your journey. And here it was. My old Saul went on. He went on to prosecute more of God's children, ridiculed them, taking them back to the Sanhedrin court to be. He would speak against these people because he hated God. Church, listen. A lot of us have seen people that say, I just don't believe in God. Let me tell you something. God is much as real today. As he is, as he ever will be. And one day after a while, church, the Bible said this, Job did. He said, I'll see him for myself and not another brother. I'll not be able to say, it's just me and my family. But I'll see him for myself, church. And I'm telling you right now, I tell you, I can't leave and say, children, come with me. I can't do that, church. It's something they got to walk deep down into the heart to see God. Churchless heart, if you haven't recognized that God's knocking on your heart, there's something wrong. Because Jesus Christ said, I want to sup with you. I want you to let me hear. And when he knocks on that heart, church, and that little still voice goes to speak, pay attention to it, honey. It ain't somebody else saying something. It's that small, still voice. I believe in the book there. One of the prophets says, if it's a whirlwind, God ain't in it. If it's a bunch of fire coming, God ain't in that church. But it's a small, still voice. A buddy is telling you, come to me. That church, listen. That's what he wants. He wants us to come to him. And here it was. Old Saul went out, and he got papers, honey, that he could go and pull a Christian man or a woman up. It didn't bother Paul or Saul at that time. It didn't bother him. He wanted to bring them back to the Sanhedrin court to speak against these people. But listen, oh, he had two guys walking with him that day. He was on his way to Damascus. He was boasting, church, he was boasting along the journey what he was going to do to them. But I'm telling you, the Bible says it was midday. The sun rose straight up. Hey, listen to what happened there. Buddy, when the sun's straight up, there's some brightness around, ain't there? Oh, but your old soul was. But he was boasting in midday come. And the Bible says there was a bright light, church, shined around him. Church, listen, the two guys with him, they seen the light shining around Paul. The Paul said, Saul dropped to his knees. And buddy, God asked him, he said, why? He said, who art thou? Paul did. He said, I am the one that they are kicking against the pricks. Thou art the one. And he said, who art thou, Lord? He knowed him, church. He knowed him. He said, who art thou, Lord? But let me tell you something. And he said, Paul, he said, Saul, I want you to get up, son, and go down to Damascus. I got somebody waiting on thee. Let me tell you something. That church, listen, the people that walked with him, they seen the light, but they didn't hear the voice. You know why? He wasn't talking to them too. He was talking to Saul. Church, listen. You may not hear that voice, but somebody in here tonight is hearing the voice of God. He's speaking to you, honey, and wanting you to come and be saved by his grace. He's wanting you to come and rededicate your life to him, whatever the case may be. And buddy old Saul got up, and he went down to her, and there it was. Who did he come to? Somebody like me. He come down and asked there, and he said, listen, he said, I want you to go down there and talk to this man, Saul. He said, oh, Lord, he said, this man is prosecuting your people. This man has papers. And he said, surely, he said, son, he's awaiting on thee. You don't know, church, who's awaiting on you to come to him just to speak to God and say, God loves them. Church, listen. There's a lot of people that they don't realize and understand that when you come to them just with the free spirit upon you and the spirit of God there, and you walk to them and say, I love you and God loves you. Church, you could break them just like that and they'll come to an altar because they're waiting on you, honey. Just as Paul was waiting on it, and there. And he said, listen, he was scared, church. We all are. It's been a long time since I've been saved by God's grace. But you know, the first time has never left me. I was scared to come to this altar. Church, I was terrified of it because I know God was sitting there waiting on me. I know, church, that God was sitting here with his arms stretched out and asking me to come to him. He wanted to help me. He wanted to hold me in his bosom. He wanted to give me some strength, church, and I didn't know how to ask. I didn't even know what to pray. But a lot of people say, I can't pray. Church, let me tell you something tonight. God knows what lays on the heart. God knows when you're burdened down. God knows when you're troubled down. But he said, come to me. I want you to ask me anyway. He said, I know what you stand in need of. Just come and ask me one more time. Church, listen. People will wear this altar out. He'll wear it out day in and day out. But listen to me tonight, honey. The Bible says, come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He said, in no way will I cast thee out. Buddy, ain't you glad, church, that you can do that? Come to a man. He said, now listen. He said, your past, I don't want to mention it. Your past, I don't want to bring it up. You know why, church? Everything that I ever done, he throwed it in the sea of forgetfulness. The Bible says to never, ever returning to me again. Church, listen. That's what God can do for us if we'll just be obedient to him. And here Saul was sitting in the corner is what I can imagine. Sitting there in the corner. And the Bible says he had scales up on his eyes. Church, if you will look, anybody in here fishes any, I want you to do something. The next fish you catch, take one scale off of it. You know what it looks like? It looks like about things you put in your eyes to see. just like that. That's what he had on his eyes. It blinded him. He couldn't see a thing.
Right.
And now who he was boasting to, you know what he was doing? They was leading him because he could not see. First, let me tell you something. Buddy, when God, I want to be led by the grace of God, church, wherever he may want me to go. I want him to take me there. Church, listen. There's times, honey, in your life, honey, you want to do this and do that. And God says, no. I wanted to come down last Wednesday, but God said, no. He knows what the right time to come, church. And let me ask you this. I saw was waiting there, and I walked up to him, scared. The Bible says he placed his hands upon him, and he said, brother Saul, buddy, he wanted him to know, you're my brother now. God had already told him that God had said, Paul is awaiting on me. There's a lot of people, that church out there, that I can't call a brother. You know why? They're lost and undone. They don't know what I know in the Word of God. But they saw a brother. That I can call him brother. I can call him my son when they're a little young. Because they claim that hope, church. That blessed hope is what the Bible says. That blessed hope. And Paul went on. That Saul did to do some work there for the Lord. The Bible says that some of the apostles there heard him preaching there in Damascus, and they was doubting him, church. They thought there was something, this scheme going on. He's trying to get close to us now so he can do something to us. But you know what? Paul proved himself.
That's right.
Paul proved himself.
Yes.
That's what we got to do to the world. We got to prove ourselves that we're a Christian. Jesus Christ said we should be Christ-like. And we all are failing on that part. I'll just be honest with you. Somebody does you something wrong, first you won't do them wrong. That ain't right. Listen to me. If Jesus Christ acted like we do sometimes, we wouldn't have no hope. Paul said this would be the only hope that we had was down here. The only one, son. And after that, be man most miserable.
Right.
Here he was. Paul went on. Paul did. Went on, buddy. Everybody knowed him. Knowed this man. Everybody has knowed you through your life. Day you got saved, some of your friends said, won't last long. Won't last long. I've had to prove more to my buddies than I have anybody. Because they know me. People know you. Won't last long. But here Saul, he was dedicated. He was dedicated, buddy, to the Lord. When God touches your heart, church, you'll be dedicated to him. You'll be dedicated to him. Here it was. He went on through his journey. At one point, Paul was stoned. He's left. They thought he had killed him, but they hadn't. Oh, the pain that he had, buddy. He felt the pain that Stephen felt when he's stoning him, buddy.
What about that?
He knowed what Stephen went through then.
That's right.
Because he boasted about Stephen dying. Now he realized that by the pain that the man went through, the Bible says that he was whipped 40 times minus one, 39 times. He took a whip upon him. The Bible says he was let down in a basket because he sought out there to take his life. God will always provide a way for you. God will always give you a way out, church, whatever situation that you may be in. And here it was. And Paul, buddy, God changed his name because everybody knew him. And when Paul showed up, they didn't recognize that name, but they got looking at him. I believe this is the man I believe this is the man. But Paul spoke with a new heart.
That's right.
That's how you know you're different. Old stony heart, no bitter heart, no stingy heart. Got to take it out of you, buddy. You'll speak with a new heart about you. Here it was. Old Paul went on, buddy. And I believe over there in the books of Acts there, he come to King Agrippa there. And buddy, he was talking to him. And King knowed all about him. And Paul told him, he said, I ain't kept nothing from thee. He said, I've told you everything. Church, let me tell you something. I was an old beggar. I didn't have nothing down here. I didn't have one thing, church. But God looked at me, and he said, son, if you'll come to me, he said, I'll clothe you. He said, oh, you'll be looking good. Church, listen. I would look quite awaits us one day after a while. I got a coat. Nobody can wear it. You know why? It fits me. It don't fit nobody else. It fits me. Tell you something else I got. I got a mansion waiting on me. Why wouldn't I want to go on and be with the Lord? Paul made that statement. He said it was better. He said it was better for me to go on. Said it's needful for me to stay. It's needful. You know why? I may be able to talk somebody coming my way. You never know. But here it was. He was there. Old Paul was, buddy. Him and Silas, I believe, was with him. That 16th chapter. Silas was with him. They whipped old Paul and Silas. Why did whip them for doing God's work? They couldn't stand it. They put them in prison. Church, I don't know any of you, but I've been over a mile back in these mountains. It's dark. It's cold. It's wet. You can't see. Your hand in front of your face. Your light goes out. Paul and them and Silas was in the center of that prison, way back there. But an old Paul and them, old Silas, couldn't see Paul. I'm imagining this. They're sitting there. Silas said, hey, Paul. Paul said, yeah. He wondered where he was at. He didn't want to be left alone. He said, Paul, what are we going to do? Paul said, we're going to pray and we're going to sing. Going to sing. This is the song that I think every time I do this message. Amazing grace, how sweet it is. It saved an old wretch like me. Boy, ain't that good, church. An old wretched wreck like me. Paul and them was bound down in our church. Their feet were just tied together. And all the prisoners was tied together and the door shut. And the Bible says when Paul and Silas went to praying and singing song, God sent something down there. It was an earthquake. The Bible says that it shook the earthquake. It shook it so bad, but the legs broke loose. The doors flew open. And the guard, he was asleep. And the Bible says he come up out of his sleep. He seen the doors open. He thought they'd all escaped. He pulled out his sword to take his life. Paul said, hey, do thyself no harm.
Right.
Do thyself no harm. Said, we're all here. Ain't you glad? We're all here tonight. Do thyself no harm. You're sitting in the pews. You're waiting. What are you waiting on? Waiting on somebody to come get you? Lord's already up there with you. You know what the Lord's saying to thee? Come. Listen what the guard said. Said he got a light and sprung in to see him. Looked at Paul. He said, what must I do to be saved? He said, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and thou shalt be saved, and thy whole house. He just ain't going to pick one church. He'll save the whole house for ye. Just asked him. Paul went on, him and Silas iron. Boy, Bible says that keeper took him out and finally doctored the wounds up. If you're wounded here tonight, Jesus will doctor your wounds. Let me tell you something, church. He done an operation on me. He opened me up. He took the bitterness and the guilt and all that out of my heart. Put it back. Buddy, you know what he put in there? He put love in there. He put love in there for me to love mankind, for me to help my brothers, my sisters, to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because, church, if death finds you lost, you'll be lost. Bible says, however the tree falls, so shall it be on the judgment day. On the judgment day. Yeah, great shaking. I know some of you may be shaking here tonight. Only you and God knows that. But I'm telling you right now, God said, come and sup with me. You know what I like about this altar? This is the table. Imagine this being the table, church. Everything I ever wanted was laying right here on this table. Everything. Jesus Christ said, come and eat of my table. Come and eat. I don't know what you want. Only God knoweth. But this weekend's coming. People's going to gather up. They're going to have everything planted on the table. They'll give grace and say, come and eat. Jesus Christ said, I want you to come and eat with me. Just come and eat tonight with me. You'll eat something, church, that you've never ate before in your life. It's right here on this table. It's right here. Come and dine. I like that, buddy. My mama called me, and she'll say, son, I got dumplings ready. You want to come and eat? I said, be over in a minute. You don't hesitate. Stuff like that. The Lord said, come and dine. Don't hesitate, church. Just come on and dine with him. Here Paul went on, buddy, through life. I mean, he dedicated to Jesus. It just took a few things that Paul had to see to realize and understand that God's children can go through anything and they're going to come out of it. Victorious. Can't pull nothing from us. I like that. I'm getting ready to close now. I like that when the three Hebrew children wouldn't pay attention to the king when he played his music and stuff out there, and he wanted them all bowed down and worship everything, but they wouldn't do it. He said, old king, we'll not do it. He said, well, if you don't, said, I'm going to heat the furnace up seven times and cast you in. They said, so be it. If God wants us to burn up, we'll burn up. Let me tell you something. You know what happened, church? He heated it up seven times. You know what? As the guards took the three children down there to throw them in the fire, the Bible said the furnace was so hot that it consumed the guards, and the little children just kept a walking there and fell right into that old pit, honey, where the fire was at, and they was a walking around, just as happy as they could be. You know why? Because the Lord was with them, brother. They wasn't alone. God didn't forsake them. God didn't leave them. He said, I'll go with you all the way to the end. And boy, there they was, walking around there. And the next day, the old king come down there, and he told them, there's people. He said, did we not throw three in that fire? They said, yea, old king, we did. He said, I see four walking around, and said, one's like the Son of God, and no hair of their head was seen. They were no smoke on their clothes, and they obeyed God rather than man. That's all we got to do, church. Obey God. You'll sit right here tonight and say, well, it's already 7:30. Don't want to hold the people up. Let me tell you something. If I was lost, I'd want the church to stay here until I got found.
Praise God.
If I was on this altar, I wouldn't want nobody to leave me, brother. I'd want them to stay here with me. I want them to build a hedge around me and keep saying, no, Philip, to give me the strength I need
yes.
to accept him and free, pardon the sin. So you got to do. We're getting a big hurry. This is God's time. This is God's house. Oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. Tomorrow may never come, church. Tomorrow may never come. God's wanting you tonight. God's wanting you to come and sup with him. He's wanting to sup with you. There's many, many things here in the Bible that it can help you all through life. He said, whatever you stand in need of, he said, come. He said, I've got it right here. Anything that you come up with in life, it's right here. The answer is. This Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. That's all it is. Y'all want them things in your car to tell you where to go? When you're lost and undone? Right here, something to tell you where to go.
Oh, yeah.
To tell you how to get there, church.
That's right.
And you won't have to go alone.
Amen.
And you won't make no bad turns. It'll be a straight and a narrow way.
That's right.
Just right here. All you need. All you need is this. Church, I've told you what the Lord's laid in my heart. And I do thank the brother for giving me this opportunity. He told you earlier, yeah, I treated him like one of my own. Because he needed it. He needed a little bit of help. Nothing good I'd done. I was just in God's house. I know what God wanted me to do.
I've
been out in the world. It's untelling how the boy would end it.
Yep. Right.
I'm proud of him. I'm very proud of him. I hope and pray that you end up back him, church. Stay with him. Guidance every once in a while. But he's a dandy. Thank you, brother, for giving me this opportunity. Appreciate you. I love you.